coming on the halachas of Masas HaShekel. So let's explain the concept behind it a little bit. Bisman, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim. I remember the all males of Klal Yisrael would have a chiyuv, the Raisa, the Rabbanan, to give money to give, that they should have a portion in the Karbanas which are brought in the Beis Hamikdash. Each year there'd be a new collection. Starting Rosh Chodesh Nissan, the money used to purchase the Karbanas had to be from that year's collection. Any money which was left over, there was other purposes that it was used for, and that's the Masechta Shkolim, part of it deals with the halachas of the money left over, what you use it for, what different things you use it for. In order that there should be enough money available to start purchasing the Karbanas, Rosh Chodesh Nissan, from the new money, they already had to start collecting the money from Rosh Chodesh Adar. So starting from Rosh Chodesh Adar, the collection would start taking place, that each person would give their donation to for the Karbanos for that coming year. The amount of money which each member of Klai would give was the Torah defines it as what's called a Masas HaShekel. You learn Gemara, and that coin which the Torah refers to as a shekel, the Gemara actually calls a Sela. And the coin which the Gemara calls a shekel is actually a half of a selah, a half of the shekel. So the shekel of the Gemara is the Machzis HaShekel of the Torah. The shekel of the Gemara is the Machzis HaShekel of the Torah. Each male would have a chiyuv to give that. It does not apply to ketanim. It does not apply weaker than to women either. We'll see, but go through those, leave those halachas, the mice, what's the meaning to do that for tomorrow. Because this was what Klal Yisrael did, Chazal instituted the Sham Farmers for saying, that we should, through speech, we Mekayim the Karbanos. So, through reading Parsha Shkolim, we fulfill the sinyan of giving the Masa Shekel for the Karbanos. So, the Takana to address the Masa Shekel was actually Parsha Shkolim, which we laid 2 weeks ago. That a week and a half ago, that Parsha Shkolim, that's how you Mekayim your chiyuv that you had to donate to the Karbanos. So what we read about Karbanos, we read about the Masas HaShekel, and that's how we fulfill that Masas HaShekel, which we do in Purim time, is actually not a Takanas Chazal, it's a minig. The Takanas Chazal to address the Masas HaShekel was through Parsha Shkolim. There is a minhag in Klal Yisrael that besides that, we're ready to give a Machzis HaShekel, which is not for the Karbanos, and a person actually should simply, the halacha says, should not speak out that it's Zechel for Machzis HaShekel, because potentially you're being Machzis for Karbanos. You should say it's a Zechel the Machzis HaShekel, you're giving it, this is a Zechel of the Machzis HaShekel, because that was for Karbanos, this goes to Staka, and that is the source of, that is the minhag in Klal Yisrael to do that, to give that amount of money for Staka. Now, there's a Machzis in halacha, what you give. The Masas HaShekel of the Torah was defined by kesef, was defined by silver, as a certain amount of silver content. So the Masas HaShekel which was given for the purpose of Karbanos was depending on a certain amount of silver. The minig of Masas HaShekel, what do you use for the minig of Masas HaShekel? So the Ramah says this minig of doing something is Zecher Masas HaShekel, instead of giving it based on silver content, you would take the coin, which is the currency of that country, whatever coin is the main currency of the country, and you're going to give half of that. So if your main currency is a ruble, you give half a ruble. If your main currency is a lit, you give a half a lit. So if your main currency is a dollar, you give a half a dollar. So that's the step number one in the minute. The step number two, he says that the minute is to give, since it says the pasuk talks about giving the shekel three times, Trumah LaHashem three times, it mentions in the parsha that was only one Masas HaShekel, but it mentions Trumah LaHashem three times. So the minute became to give three such coins for Masas HaShekel. And the next step was that they had many people which were so poor that they could not afford to give a half a ruble or three half rubles, a ruble and a half worth of money. They could not afford to do that. So there came a next step in the minhag was that the gabbai would put such a set of coins on the table, and each person would come and pick it up and be kind of it, and then donate it. and then now it belongs back to the gav, to the tzedakah, and they would do it again, and then the person would give a penny, give us whatever he could afford to give. But if a person is actually giving actual three coins of his own, there's no need to pick up the coins of the gabbai, because that's only for the people who cannot afford and were not able to give the coins on their own. So they would give these coins of the gabbai. But the person was able to give his own money, he was a rich person and could afford to give his own money, he would do that instead. So that would see some people putting a dollar and a half in and then picking up the coins. I never understood exactly what that's about. The reason why that some people do that is if there's a shiloh, some say it's preferable to use silver coins. If you have a case where you have silver coins, that might be better. We'll talk about that more tomorrow.